Steam was billowing from the train. It had started to move. Harry ran to the compartment door and Ron threw it open and stood back to let him on. They leaned out of the window and waved to Mr. and Mrs. Weasley until the train turned a corner and blocked them from view. "I need to talk to you in private," Harry muttered to Ron and Hermione as the train picked up speed. "Go away, Ginny," said Ron. "Oh, that's nice," said Ginny huffily, and she stalked off. Harry, Ron and Hermione set off down the corridor looking for an empty compartment, but all were full except for the one at the very end of the train. This had only one occupant, a man sitting fast asleep next to the window. Harry, Ron and Hermione checked on the threshold. The Hogwarts Express was usually reserved for students, and they had never seen an adult there before, except for the witch who pushed the food cart. The stranger was wearing an extremely shabby set of wizard's robes that had been darned in several places. He looked ill and exhausted. Though quite young, his light brown hair was flecked with grey.
"Who do you reckon he is?"
Ron hissed as they sat down and slid the door shut, taking the seats farthest away from the window.
"Professor R.J. Lupin,"
whispered Hermione at once.
"How do you know that?"
"It's on his case,"
she replied, pointing at the luggage rack over the man's head, where there was a small, battered case held together with a large quantity of neatly knotted string. The name Professor R.J. Lupin was stamped across one corner in peeling letters.
"Wonder what he teaches,"
said Ron, frowning at Professor Lupin's pallid profile.
"That's obvious," whispered Hermione. "There's only one vacancy, isn't there? Defence against the Dark Arts."
Harry, Ron and Hermione had already had two Defence Against the Dark Arts teachers, both of whom had lasted only 1 year. There were rumours that the job was jinxed.
"Well, I hope he's up to it," said Ron doubtfully. "He looks like one good hex would finish him off, doesn't he? Anyway,"
he turned to Harry,
"what were you going to tell us?"
Harry explained all about Mr. and Mrs. Weasley's argument and the warning Mr. Weasley had just given him. When he'd finished, Ron looked thunderstruck, and Hermione had her hands over her mouth. She finally lowered them to say,
"Sirius Black escaped to come after you? Ooh, Harry, you'll have to be really, really careful. Don't go looking for trouble, Harry."
"I don't go looking for trouble," said Harry nettled. "Trouble usually finds me."
"How thick would Harry have to be to go looking for a nutter who wants to kill him?" said Ron shakily.
They were taking the news worse than Harry had expected. Both Ron and Hermione seemed to be much more frightened of Black than he was.
"No one knows how he got out of Azkaban," said Ron uncomfortably. "No one's ever done it before, and he was a top security prisoner too."
"But they'll catch him, won't they?" said Hermione earnestly. "I mean, they've got all the muggles looking out for him too."
"What's that noise?"
said Ron suddenly.